Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good morning. This is Karen Sullivan, your host of the All About You Show. And the All About You Show is brought to you in part by Mindscape, the Art of Transformation, as well as Vera Heart, developing heart-centered, mindful, transformed, energized people and companies. And now, let's get on with the show with my special guest, Sean Faust. I am actually really excited to interview Sean. He and I connected via Twitter, and I started listening to his music, and I had made a post one day about Sean. I don't know if you remember this. Are you there, Sean?
I am here.
There you are, my darling. I had made this post about I love music that makes my soul feel, right? And you had tweeted back that you knew exactly what that was like, and that's how, you know, you are with music. So I started listening to your music, and and that's how you and I connected. And your song Trust in Me, I absolutely love it. You know, music I think can connect a lot of people in a lot of very positive, beautiful ways. And what I love so much about you and your music is, number one, is you're authentic. You know, you don't follow, to be popular. You stand out and are popular because of your integrity to really, really good music. And most of what you do, not all, but is acoustical. And that's like my most favorite of all music because it's so pure. And it just, it really, really speaks to me in that manner. So thank you for all you do for music lovers everywhere. And welcome to the show.
Thank you for the kind words. And thank you for saying I'm popular. I wish I was. I loved what you said because you nailed it. You hit the nail on the head. I can't be what I'm not. And people are always like, oh, with that voice, you should be singing love songs. Or with the way you play, you should be doing this. It's like, well, that's what you think I should be doing, but that doesn't mean that's what I should be doing. I think I'm doing what I'm meant to be doing, and I'm pretty content with that.
Absolutely. See? You lead by awesome example, you see, and it's not a lot, you know, taking somebody else's, you know, well, you should be, you know, how do they, you know, because you do have an excellent voice, you know, you have great pipes for radio as well. But, you know, when it comes to your music, it's authentic if it's coming from the heart. If it's coming from another place, it just doesn't feel right. Then it's kind of like Milli Vanilli, you know?
Well, girl, you know it's true. That I do write my own songs, and I do sing my own songs.
Yes. Yeah, and I quoted you before, and I'm going to quote you again because this makes me laugh, and it does. There's a whole lot of wisdom. And on Twitter, the flag today is Wisdom Wednesday. So here's a great Wisdom Wednesday quote by Sean Faust. It's influenced and inspired by does not equal sounds like. Hashtag Milli Vanilli.
Hey now.
Yeah, right? Because, you know, I'm sure these younger people have no clue who Milli Vanilli is, but it's sad. And but in any event, your music, you describe it as alterna prog, like, and I'm going to say that's alternative progressive. You make kind of
correct,
like a new word, right?
Pretty much. That's you nailed it. That phrase just popped up in my head after about the millionth email I had read, and we're going back some years. I was in a progressive rock band, and the influences were Rush and Pink Floyd and Yes and Dream Theater, bands that I'm still influenced by today, that, you know, if I hear something and I end up writing something, I go, oh, that sounds pretty Dream Theater, but I'm going to keep it. That's all matters to, you know, where the song comes from. But people be like, oh, how can you call yourself progressive? There's no high vocals and there's no shredding guitar, keyboard lines. It's like, so what? Just because I'm inspired by this doesn't mean a lot of people with certain genres want to hear the same thing. Different band names, so they can list different band names, pardon me. They want to list different band names, but it's all the same sound.
Right.
And after a while, it's kind of like, all right, well, sorry, this is what I have to offer. Like it, don't like it. That's fine. And wow, that sounded pretentious, and I didn't mean it to.
No, it doesn't. I totally understand what you mean, because it is, you know, people can, there's so many labels out there, and when a band gets labeled as a rock band, heaven forbid they do a ballad, you know, or, you know, heavy metal, if they go into like a, you know, like a love song. I mean, it's just like it's almost like it's stepping out of the box for them, and then they're, you know, hardcore heavy metal, you know, heavy metal heads. If they did anything else, they'd be like, whoa, wait, who's this that I'm listening to? What have you done? I'm not buying any more of your stuff, you know, because it's different. And
that does tend to happen. And I remember the early days of metal where Bon Jovi was considered metal. Runaway by Bon Jovi was considered metal. Shout at the Devil from the Motley Crue album is metal. And, of course, Judas Priest and Iron Maiden were definitely, most certainly, metal.
Oh, yeah.
They're the godfathers of metal. Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. Well, you mentioned my boyfriend, Bon Jovi. Thank you for that. My thick boyfriend. I have been a Bon Jovi fan since Bon Jovi had long, long hair. So, you know, back to the very beginning.
Now,
there's
you a fan of
about
his from Runaway? Are you a fan of his from Runaway at the very beginning? Or the Star Wars Christmas album, which is his first recording?
Star Wars Christmas album.
All right. You know what?
Yeah, no.
When you're done, go on YouTube. And
I will
look up R2-D2, We Wish You a Merry Christmas.
I will do that.
And
thanks,
you'll
for
hear
the
John Bon Jovi.
That. Yeah, because I'll usually have, you know, like YouTube on in the background while I'm working, but I have like selected songs depending on my mood to play. So, and then when I get tired of, you know, what I'm listening to, I'll flip to something else, you know, but, you know, and music is like that. It just, it moves you. It speaks to you. It is pure. It's frequency. And, you know, and what I love so much is that you're pure as far as your music, you know. Do you do mostly acoustic guitar?
Past few years, it's been mostly acoustic guitar. My first instrument was piano. So for the longest time,
right,
I was a keyboard guy.
Wow.
Which I'm slowly getting back into because I really enjoy playing keys a lot lately. But almost every song you've heard from my albums of the past, I don't know how many years, it's all started with an acoustic guitar. Even if it ends up not being acoustic or having any acoustic on the recording, the inception was always me sitting around, diddling around with an acoustic guitar.
Yeah. That's awesome. That really is. And I love this quote or that you gave me for your bio. If you were to combine the essence of Pink Floyd with the energy of 90s rock, such as Live, which is a live free-form format, like The Grateful Dead and Fish, and you sprinkle it with a dash of classic progressive rock a la Rush and early Yes, you'd get to then begin to understand the sounds created by you. And I think
I think that describes it.
Yeah, I think it does too. You know, alternative, diverse, consistent, you know, those types of things. You have a new album out. Or wait, no, it's a new song. I'm sorry. And featuring Katie Lewis.
Oh. Kate is just one of the most beautiful people I've ever known. And we called her One Take Kate at a rehearsal. Not a rehearsal, a recording. She came in prepared, did a vocal track. We threw some ideas around, did another vocal track, and those two tracks were done. And then she's like, I'm going to try an improvised thing. Did it, listen back, yeah, I don't like that too much. I'm going to do that again, done. So anybody looking for one of the greatest, greatest vocalists in this area, find Kate Lewis. She's great. She's fantastic. We played live with her, and she's a showstopper. Last year for my birthday gig, we did Great Gig in the Sky by Pink Floyd. Showstopper. She nailed it. It was beautiful. So for this tune, I wrote it when Skyfall was coming out, the James Bond movie. And I was like, oh, you know what? I want a song in a James Bond movie. This is what I want. And I really, really want this. I still want this to this day. So I demoed it up, and I never went any further than the demo. I submitted it. Of course, you know, nobody bought it. And then before Spectre was coming out, sometime last year around the announcement of it, I said, you know what? I really want to do this song again. So I listened to it. I was like, my voice is not the voice for this song at all. Kate's voice would be perfect. Kate came in, two takes, because she wanted to do some other alternate stuff. But done. And it was awesome. I love Kate's performance on that song. And I'm hoping maybe it'll be in Bond 25. Who knows?
Yeah, no, it's beautiful. It really is.
Thank you.
You're also, not to defer from Bond, but you are a proud supporter of Can't Stop the Serenity for equality now. Yeah.
Yes, I am.
So do
very, very much so.
Songs that you produce, songs that are sold, does a percentage go to Can't Stop the Serenity?
The song Signal is inspired mostly by the movie Serenity, with some references to the TV show Firefly, which I'm a big, 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 big fan of both. Serenity is, I have five favorite movies. They're all my favorite movie, and Serenity is that favorite movie as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I have been working on that song for a long time, because for the past X amount of years, I really don't know. I've lost count. I've been playing at Can't Stop the Serenity events around the area, and last year I got to go to Portland, Oregon, Virginia. I have expanded the base, and these events are so much fun because it's just a bunch of like-minded people getting together. Everybody loves Serenity. Everybody loves Firefly. We sing a couple tunes from the show. The show's not musical, but there are songs from it.
Mm-hmm.
And my song came about out of that. So I figured, all right, well, Can't Stop the Serenity is giving so much to me, just as far as it's one of my favorite gigs of the year.
Mm-hmm.
That I figure, you know, yeah, I wrote and recorded a tune. Let's give 50% to Equality Now on behalf of Can't Stop the Serenity. So whether you buy it from me for a dollar, that's 50 cents. Or you get it from me on iTunes, whatever my cut is from that, that goes to them. So every year, I tally it up. I look at my CD Baby report, and I look in my other reports, and then I look in this little box I have where the download cards were. I count that money, 50%, write the check, and send it on over.
That's incredible. That is incredible. Now, if anybody wants to donate to Can't Stop the Serenity, which is it's a global sci-fi charity event,
yes.
Is it like Can't Stop the Serenity? Is it like serenity.org or?
It's can'tstoptheserenity.com, I believe. But what I'm going to do, and I'm glad I turned on my mommy's computer for this. Because I'm going to look that up just to make sure, but I believe it is. Can't stop.
You know what? It is. It is. The link is on your webpage.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
It is. It's right on the front
yes,
page.
Yes, it is.
Can't
yeah,
stop.
So
the
people
serenity.
Can go there and donate.
Yes.
They can also, anybody listening would like to host an event, that would be awesome as well. You know, so if you find yourself, you know, wanting to host a massive musical event and you got the space, you know, check out Can't Stop the Serenity, and then you get to have Sean Faust all to yourself.
Maybe. Depending on the location. And there's a lot that goes on. It's not just a music. It's not my performance. My buddy Mikey Mason, who's a fantastic songwriter, comedian, or comedian songwriter. Either way, he's fantastic at both of them. He plays some of them in. I don't remember where he plays, to be honest. So, but he plays some. I play some. There are some other bands that play these events. But there's, you know, they also do raffles. They do, you know, costume contests, and of course. We watched the movie Serenity, which is where it all,
mm-hmm.
how this whole thing started.
Right. Right. That's amazing.
And, of course, let me just say, Mikey Mason, awesome as well.
Well.
Love that dude.
Yeah? What's your most favorite thing
awesome.
About Mikey Mason?
My most favorite thing about Mikey Mason? We bonded really, 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 really quickly. At the Brown Coat Ball in Virginia back in November. We had met briefly in July. It's like I'm telling the story of our flamingo relationship here. We met briefly in July. He saw my performance, liked it. I saw his performance, really liked it. And then we both had separate slots. I think I was opening for him for the Brown Coat Ball. So I was going to do a set and he was going to do a set. But we just jammed so much that it just became a long 2-hour set of both of us playing each other's stuff, other covers, medleys and mashups. So I guess my favorite thing about Mikey so far is just that experience of playing an awesome gig with him and hanging out and having a good time.
Right. That's great. That is. That's great. I like it when, you know, you meet people and you just connect automatically like that, you know. How about Coachella?
I'm small potatoes.
Oh,
I would love to do
yeah,
something
but,
like Coachella.
Well, you know, would you if you, you know?
Oh, if I had the opportunity, in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
Okay. In a heartbeat.
Well, then I'll see what I can do about Coachella 2017.
That would be awesome. I'd appreciate that.
Yeah. Now, you said that you do travel. So, and you're New Jersey-based. So, you're in and not too far from New York City, if I remember correctly from our conversation yesterday. So do you mostly perform in New Jersey? Unless you're doing, of course, the Serenity Tour. I mean, when you're not doing that, where are you most likely to be found?
At Mexicali Live in Chinook, New Jersey.
Oh, nice.
Or in New Hope, Pennsylvania. New Hope, Pennsylvania has such an incredible music scene. And it just reminds me of the days of yore around this area. This area I live in doesn't have the music scene it used to. And that's for a million different reasons, I'm sure. New Hope, whew, it's fantastic. It's definitely my favorite music scene that I've been lucky to be a part of. And then anywhere
else.
And
what's it like? What's it like?
It's a community.
The music scene. Yeah.
It's a community, and you don't see a lot of that anymore.
Is it like, you know, what type of genre, music-wise? Is it all over the place?
Oh,
is
anything.
It...
Yeah, it's anything, yeah.
Okay. Okay. So if there were an event, say, happening in Illinois, I could, you know, check with your people, you know, to see if it was something that we could do to get you out here.
I would do it.
Awesome. That would be
I
great.
Love to get into the car and just go. and then do a gig, maybe two gigs, maybe three gigs, maybe four. Could be 3 weeks
right.
in the same place. As long as people are digging it, I'm a happy guy.
Right. That's great. I think that's great. And why wouldn't they dig it, you know? Because the music, is pretty good.
You are way too kind, but
I'm
just...
What's
sorry?
That? I said I call it soul feeding.
I call it soul releasing, so... And I just called it that now, so I don't always call it that. But thank you for letting me coin a phrase.
Yeah, you're welcome. All right, so I've been, talking about how great you are, and you are. Would you mind playing a song?
Sure.
Awesome.
Sure, I'll grab my guitar. I think what I'm going to do, I'm going to go upstairs. It's a den now, but this is my old bedroom where many songs were written in my youth. Yeah, I'm comfy.
How long have you been performing?
Yeah. All right, so since I'm 25,
right.
I would say I've been performing, wow, yeah. Quite a long time, actually.
All right. Well,
yeah.
As we were talking post-show, there's a quote my dad used to, something my dad shared with me a long time ago. It was, just because you celebrated a birthday once, there's no law that says you can't go back and celebrate it again. And I understand that you're 25 every year.
Always. Yep.
I get that.
Well, yeah.
I love
it was
that.
It was a good birthday party when I was 25. So
yeah,
I don't see why
you do
I can't
a birthday party gig
25.
Every year, don't you?
Mhm. Sometimes it's on my birthday. Sometimes it's just usually the week before.
Okay.
And that birthday gig is at Mexicali Live in Teaneck, New Jersey, and on this year it happens to fall on my birthday, April 30th.
Oh, great.
Oh, yeah.
That is awesome.
I'm looking forward to that gig. We had our first rehearsal the other day, and it was just, everything's coming together perfectly. I'm just
good
loving
deal.
It. The people I play with, I'm nothing uh-huh. without the people I play with. And the lineup that I have for this is just people that I've been playing with for a long time. The bass player we're playing with, this is my first full gig with him, but I've known him for years, and he's just one of the most, you ever have somebody walk into a room that's just like, they radiate positivity?
Yes.
That's this guy. He's just positive. And everybody else I play with is just, we just know how to feed off of each other. So when it gets to an improvised jam, nobody's stepping on toes. Everybody's listening. And it just creates this atmosphere. This I don't know. Yeah, I don't know how to put it in words to properly describe what happens. So you'll just have to come on down to Mexicali Live in Teaneck, New Jersey on April 30th to find out for yourself. Was that a good sell?
Well, I think that's a perfect sell. And if I were closer to New Jersey, I would be there in a hot minute.
Right on.
You'll just have to Skype.
Very right on.
You'll just have to Skype it so, we can watch it from everywhere.
I was thinking about doing that, but
Let's
the problem is getting the sound to... not clip, because it's a premiere room, and the distance from the soundboard where I would have to put the camera and the computer, it would clip a bit, and you wouldn't get the full enjoyment of it.
Hmm.
But it was something I toyed with the idea of, but it doesn't seem like I'm going to be able to do it this year, unless there's some new technology that comes out within the next week and a half.
Yeah. Well, there's other types of tools for live video other than
yes.
Skype, but definitely, and then charge, whatever admission to watch, I would gladly pay.
Concertwindow.com. I've done that before. I do solo, and I've done some duo gigs with concertwindow.com.
Well, and could you do that for your birthday gig?
I can't because it would still be the same hookup.
Oh, okay.
Or else that would be done.
Yeah, no, I've seen some of your videos.
Those were concert window, but that was with my camera behind the webcam.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
I think you were practicing. I don't think you were actually. I don't think it was a concert. I think you were just practicing and playing around with some new music that you were thinking about.
Maybe. Send me a link in a direct message.
Yeah.
I'll let you know what that was.
Yeah, okay.
Awesome.
I'll do that. All right, so what are you going to play for us?
I'm going to play a tune called Status Quo Radio.
All right.
The phrase popped into my head one day. And you know what? I'll play it for you. And then we can talk a bit about it. We can discuss it because you might want to discuss it. So I'm going to put you on speakerphone here, and then I'm going to get to playing. How's that?
Oh, thank you.
God, thank you. What do you want from me? Must it always be familiar? Do I not seem like the type to just speak my mind? Where do we go from here? Must it always be the same song? There's more to be heard, more to be seen if we open our eyes. And how can it not pain you so when you've heard everything that you know on Status Quo Radio? Speaking just to be heard, even though they're not your own thoughts. The armchair politicians and actionless activists are making me sick. And how can it not pain you so when you've learned everything that you know on Status Quo Radio? Over and over the same faded lines. You love me, you left me, but I will survive. At the end of the day, we're just slaves to our time. Two words with no meaning, just meaningless rhymes. And how can it not pain you so when you've heard everything that you know on Status Quo Radio?
Yay! Got my lighter going. Yay! That was awesome.
Thanks.
That was awesome. Thank you. Thank you. And I love the lyrics, and I'm trying to find them online because I was listening and so far all I've got up is lyrics too. But there's a line in there that now it's right out of my head. That's why I wanted the lyrics in front of me. I love it.
I should have sent it to you. Thank you.
I love it. When did you, is that new for you?
That's about maybe 2 years old. It's newer because I've just started playing it more often. I wrote it about 2 or 3 years ago. And it's out of frustration, out of pure frustration of social media. It's everybody's like, oh, I like this, I like this. Oh, you like this? So do I. And so it's like, oh, you like posting pictures of puppies? I like posting pictures of puppies. And don't get me wrong, there's nothing wrong with pictures of puppies. But it's
There is nothing wrong with pictures of puppies.
And if you listen to I love puppies. I love kitties. I love all animals. I really do.
I get what you mean.
Against animals. But it's it's just it seems to be this. Well, you and I had this conversation as well. This follow the herd mentality of people are going to like this. Like most people like something because other people like it, and there's this subconscious need to just fit in. But after a while, it's like, you know, New Jersey is known as cover band hell. That's what they call it. Because everywhere you go, there's a cover band. And people are playing songs that are on the radio. And everybody knows it, but I don't like music. I don't know. A new song that that band just did that was on the radio, you didn't know it the first time you heard it. And just little things about social media like that. There's a line about armchair politicians and actionless activists. All of a sudden, everybody's a political expert now. Especially every 4 years, all the experts come out. It's amazing how the people of social media are experts at everything certain times of year. If there's a big trial that's all over the media, everybody's got their instant law degree. So it was just purely out of frustration that that song got written, because it's just, you know, why follow the herd when you can just be yourself?
Yeah, sheeple. Right.
Sheeple,
I know, it's
exactly.
Why blend in when you can stand out? I would much rather stand out. So, you know, I'm very eclectic, if you haven't figured that out already. You know,
You like my music. You're definitely strange.
Yeah. I'll take that as a compliment. Thank you.
Right on.
You know, but no, I get it. I get it. You know, and a lot of people out there, you know, don't really, we've lost the art of listening, you know, and it's become more of I'm waiting for my turn to speak. And I think that's what that line in there, you know, is like, people need to learn to pause, I think, before.
It's true.
You know, speaking. And what is
that
line?
Because I just did that. I just interrupted you.
No, that's fine.
I was listening to you. No,
well,
speaking just to be heard. Yeah.
Yes, that's
speaking
the one.
Speaking just to be heard, even though they're not your own thoughts.
I love it.
Thanks.
That's a Wednesday wisdom thing. Gotcha. You know, there's this part of me that uses music such as that and inspires me to do something different, to be something different. You know, every day I wake up and I say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. You know, and I try to. I don't want followers, you know. I want to have a whole bunch of leaders, you know what I mean? People who are true to who they are and not allow anybody else to dictate to them how they need to be in order for, you know, somebody to look better when they're looked at, you know? Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
And
absolutely. It's become a society of look.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
You
like,
know,
I'm
the Dalmatian with all the sparkly spots, okay? Yeah. No, it is, and I just interrupted you. There's that, you know, there's a pause. On the air, so sometimes when, you know, it's like a 5 second, it's behind or something. So anyway, you were saying, darling.
I was interrupting you. It's just become a society of look. it's been that way for a long time, and especially on the music scene. Like, you've got bands, you know, a lot of people argue with me about this, but those are the people that don't follow the herd. They're not listening to Top 40. Top 40 has been so soulless. It's really about, don't get me wrong, but, you know, like, how little is she wearing? Like, you know, how good do they look? And it's really got nothing to do with these songs have no meaning at all. 9 out of 10 times, they're just repeating the same lines over and over again, which I'm guilty of, too. And I'm not saying that, you know, I should be forgiven. I've written a song where the chorus is the same thing over and over again. But when it's happening over and over and over again, but people are like, that's right, it's because she's hot. So who cares? Oh, wow, good. She's appealing to the eye. But this song isn't good. It's soulless. The lyrics are about nothing. And the music sounds the same as this other song. And the music sounds the same as this song. And after a while, it just becomes status quo radio.
Right. Right. You know, I get that. You know, I am, I don't, like, really pay attention to what's going on around me unless it's something that affects me personally or my family. And I don't mean that in a narcissistic way. I mean that in a way that I can't control the media, because if I could, believe me, it would be a whole lot different than what it is, you know. So I focus on, you know, keeping my attitude strong, you know, and good. And when I see and hear something that affects me in a positive way, you know, I want to let people know that this is, you know, that this is really delicious. I want them to know that, you know, that this is, you know, not necessarily life-shattering or shaking, but it's something worthy of your time and not, you know, spewing just to spew, you know?
Right.
Because I think it's important that people really believe in themselves and quit looking to other people for their opinion of them, because the only one that really should matter is your opinion of you, and you walk and talk that, you know. And that is one of the things I appreciate about you, is, you know, when I say you're authentic, that's what I mean. It's not, you are not a carbon copy of this musician or that person. You are truly unique, and you own it. And I think that is what makes somebody a really great leader, you know, and inspire people to be the best in themselves and inspire others to say, you know, this is what I'm about. If you have a problem with it, that's your problem, not mine, you know. And it's, you know, you were apologizing for that earlier, and I don't think that you owe anybody an apology for being true to who you are and your music. And I think that your music stands on its own merit.
I appreciate that a lot. And I don't think earlier I was apologizing as much as how I felt what I had said. I felt I conveyed it kind of in a pretentious manner. So I was just apologizing more to myself, I guess, than anybody else, because I know some pretentious people. And
yeah.
You know what? I'm not even going to talk about it, because, you know, this is a positive conversation, and I think we've spoken about enough negative things that obviously negative things affected Status Quo Radio. I'm really happy I got that song. But there are positive things that happen because of that song.
Yes.
For the recording, one of my favorite podcasts, the Drunken Taoist podcast, the host Daniele Bolelli, who's just
You're
got
saying
one of the
I'm not your
voices.
Favorite podcast? I'm
hey
insulted.
Now. Hey now.
I kid.
You know, what was that speaking to be heard? You interrupted me.
No, I was just asking a question.
No, I know. Well, I have yet to be a guest on the Drunken Taoist, so maybe, who knows? But Daniele Bolelli did an intro for me that originally I was using for live shows, where he just says, you know, ladies and gentlemen, in his amazing voice, I should say, in his amazing voice, he says, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to WRSF Status Quo Radio. And just hear the voice. He's got that very, like, thick Italian accent.
Okay.
One of those voices out there that's just, it's a very cool voice. Almost the opposite of Garrison Keillor, where Garrison Keillor should read people bedtime stories every night because he's just so calm and soothing the way he would speak about something.
Right.
And so the positive thing about Status Quo Radio is that, you know, one of my favorite people recorded the intro for me. So when I do a studio recording of that song, I've got this cool, like, little, I guess, Floyd-y kind of intro of, like, you know, a radio station, like, and then
right.
Ladies and gentlemen, I can't do a Bolelli voice. That would just be
right.
cool.
Right.
I'll let him do it.
I know that that you are, you know, a really great songwriter, and a lot of your songs are your own. Do you have a favorite that you, because a lot of great music comes out of Jersey, you know, and do you have a favorite that you like to honor, or is there, you know, some songs that you will do that have been recorded by another artist?
Oh, yeah. Robert Fulton, my guitar player, who I can't speak highly enough about as a guitar player. Whew. And he's a great songwriter. And we like to, every now and then, if we've got, we get these gigs where it's 2 45-minute sets or 3 45-minute sets, and some of these places, they want more covers than originals, which, fine, that's okay, because it lets us stretch our legs on the covers, too, and make them our own. But two that we really like to do a lot are Fearless by Pink Floyd, and he does a killer, killer cover of Hungry Like the Wolf by Duran Duran.
Oh, wow.
And we really, Fearless we play really close to the album, and Hungry Like the Wolf, we kind of stretch it a bit
mm-hmm.
and have a lot of fun with it.
Right. Well, that's a fun song.
That's a great
you
song.
Know. Yeah, see, and I miss 80s music. I really do.
I don't... Now, I'm not speaking ill of the 80s, because that was my era where I still think to this day, Hysteria by Def Leppard is one of the greatest albums of all time. There was just a vibe, especially the late 80s, early 90s in rock. It was just a fun, relaxed, just enjoy life kind of vibe.
Yes.
And then... then the grunge scene came in, which was cool. It hurt being, what's the word? It hurt the musicianship a bit. Not terribly, but it definitely, I can't remember the phrase that described my musicianship around the early aughts.
Right.
Technically proficient musicianship. But then that grunge era came in, and it was very much about experimenting. So here were these new sounds, and then there were these other bands coming out, like trying these new sounds. And then the 80s bands trying those new sounds, that's where the 80s bands kind of like just fell by the wayside. Just be yourself, which is like you said earlier. So a few bands were like, oh, so this is the new sound, let's write an album like that to stay in. And they isolated their fans, and they didn't gain any new fans, and they just went the wayside. And now when they tour, they don't even play that material. And then something around the mid-90s happened where, you know, the lyrics, it wasn't about just, like, relaxing and enjoying life anymore. It was more about, woe is me, life is awful. Let's Be Sad. And every now and then, you get a clever band. Can't remember the name of the band or the song, but it was about a suicide pact. But it was a very happy-sounding song. And now it's bugging me that I can't remember who the artist is or what the name of the song is. That was clever. That was really well done. But something about the vibe was lost. So going back to 80s music, that would be a blessing just for musicianship and just for, hey, it's a good time. Have a good time. If I could write like that, see, that's the whole thing. When people say I should be able to write like that. I wish I could write songs like that 80s stuff, like lyrically. Musically, I don't think I'd have a problem with it, but lyrically, it's not my forte, and I wouldn't try to write stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I respect the people that do a lot.
Yeah, there was some really, really great music that came out of that era, and especially the later 80s into the early 90s. You know, that was just an awesome era for music. I have a question for you, if you don't mind. Have you ever sung the song Hallelujah?
No. And here's where I'm going to sound negative, and I don't mean to. Beautiful, beautiful arrangement.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's done that arrangement since, and it doesn't come close, but all of a sudden it's just... It kind of became like, I don't know how to describe it, and I don't mean to slam people to cover it, but sometimes I'm like, can you get your own thing? That was Buckley's thing. Like, Buckley took a cover and made it original.
Right.
But everybody covers his version. It's kind of like when everybody covers Gary Jules' version of the Tears for Fears song, Mad World. They're not covering Tears for Fears, they're covering Gary Jules' cover.
Right.
It's the same thing with Hallelujah. I've heard some really beautiful renditions of it, but it's one of those songs that I love. I was lucky enough to see Jeff Buckley live before he passed, and I got a 10-minute Hallelujah at the end of that set. It was great. It was beautiful. But I don't need to hear everybody else doing that.
Right.
At that point, clear.
Well, I guess
I saw a set list where Bon Jovi did it, and I was like, who do you think you are? Like, nothing against Bon Jovi, but like, who do you think you are? You're not going to do this the justice or give it the beauty that Jeff Buckley brought to it. You're just doing this because it's a familiar song to people. And, you know, you want accolades. You want, oh, my God, he did Hallelujah. Ooh, you know, it's an accolade song it's become.
Yeah, you know what? I don't know. I think it's a very beautiful song, and anybody that does it is honoring, you know, whether they do a rendition of his version or not. And I have heard some very, very beautiful renditions of this song. My nephew, who sadly passed coming up on, too many years, he was in a band in... North Carolina, called Mo Black. And they used to tour, you know, mostly, you know, in that area, but they had a huge, huge, huge following. And their lead singer, or one of their lead singers, was a young lady by the name of Sarah Mathers. And I have never heard in my life the song sung so beautifully and so soulfully as she has sung it. And I wish Sarah would record it. And, you know, and she's an excellent singer. And it just, that was, you know, one of my nephew JT, one of his songs that they did back in the day, and that Mo Black did a cover of, and it's just beautiful. So I guess I won't ask you to sing it for me in the last 9 minutes
you also
that
use
we have.
You use the keyword soul. And that's probably what's turned me off the most about covers of that song, is that it's just being done to be done. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's not
but
like
when you
I'm going to cover the song because I feel it.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, I think you, well, there we go. I think you should. I would
you
love
know,
it
I
if you would try. You know what I mean? And
well, I
yeah, but
I do
we'll
or do not. There is no
later.
Try. Maybe, but
yeah,
I don't think I would do it the justice that it deserves. I love Leonard Cohen, and I love a good Leonard Cohen cover. But I don't think I would do that song the justice it deserves. And yeah, you know, you just don't want to be another face in the crowd, you know, following the herd.
Right. No, I get it. I get it.
I've heard some really beautiful covers of it as well. I'm not saying that everybody that covers Hallelujah shouldn't. And my Bon Jovi rant, it wasn't a rant on Bon Jovi. It was just like I didn't see the sincerity in that being done.
Right. Well, but that's a part of who you are is, you know, the sincerity in what you do. We have about 8 minutes left. My friend, would you do me the honor of singing Trust in Me, please?
You
I
know,
bought it yesterday.
I will.
Thank you.
I will for you. Oh,
you.
I don't have a capo. Uh-oh.
You don't have a what?
I used a capo on that tune. I'll tell you a funny story about that song.
Okay.
A buddy of mine worked for a guy who owned a... I think it was a bank. And he had a commercial on TV. And he was tired of using that song. And he wanted to replace the song. And it's a known artist, too. So my buddy's like, hey, you know, my boss is looking to replace that song. And it's kind of in that style of music you write. Well, what's it for? So, you know, he showed me, sent me a link to the commercial that it's already airing. I was like, So I was kind of like, oh, insurance or bank? I honestly don't remember now. It's been a few years. But, you know, banks. They want your trust. So, not that those lyrics are insincere, but it was kind of like, all right, well, how would you sell a bank? Put your trust in me. You know, your money's safe here. Or like, you know, insurance, your life is safe with us. And that's really where that song came from. So I had done this 30 or 40 second demo, sent it off, but then the guy ended up not working for the guy anymore. There was a huge layoff, which sucks, because I probably could have had the commercial.
Right.
But I was like, you know what? I started recording my Something Real album. I was like, I'm going to finish this tune, because I like this tune. I like where this tune is going. And then writing that second verse was fun because it was like, all right, well, let's see. What's the idea? Hey, have some faith in this idea. And then there's a line from the movie Serenity that a preacher says to a guy. He says, you know, I don't care what you believe in. Just believe it. And that's where I got it doesn't matter what you believe as long as you believe it. And that can go for anybody anywhere about anything.
Exactly. Exactly.
But I'd always messed around like, you know, maybe I'm going to put a capo and kind of like do that standard thing where like, here's the chord progression, but we'll put a capo on. Give it that, I don't know about edge. Capo is not something I usually use, which is unfortunately why I don't have one with me. The other reason why you don't see that song in my set list a lot is because you need that choir behind it in the chorus. What I'll do for you, because it's you.
Thank you.
I'm going to do it. I got to find my bearings here. Because it's all right, I'm going to put you on speaker here.
Okay.
And let's see what... all right, well, I was going to say, wish me luck.
Good luck. Frick a leg.
put your trust in me. I'm always here to keep you safe. When you feel you're running out of faith, just think of me. Put your trust in me. Put your trust in me. Have a little faith in this idea. I believe it's all gonna work out fine. It doesn't matter what you believe, long as you believe it. Put your trust in me. Put your trust in me. Put your trust in me. Put your trust in me.
Wow, thank you so much. Sean Frost, everybody. You can go to SeanFrostMusic.com. That's S-E-A-N-U-S-T music.com. And find out more about Sean, where he's going to be if you're out in that area. As well as there's a link on the right side of his webpage that says Dig on Sean's Tunes, and you can go there and you can listen to his incredible voice and this just beautiful music. And thank you, Sean, so much for that song. I listened to it like 5 times yesterday because I would just sit and sway back and forth like I did when you were singing just now. So it's a good thing, you know, we're not Skyping that, you know, because people would just see me rocking back and forth, you know, swaying from side to side and at my desk. So I love that song. And just FYI, everybody, if you go and dig on Sean's tunes, there you can download them instantaneously, 99 cents a piece. I mean, and that is such a great deal for music, and especially good music. And if you are going to, and I lost the name of the song now. I'm so sorry, Sean. 50% of the proceeds of Signal go to the Can't Stop the Serenity Worldwide Charity Screening for Equality. Now, Sean, thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for your time today. It's been a pleasure to talk with you, and it has been truly an honor to have you on the show.
Thank you.
Thank you, darling.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're very welcome. And this is recorded, so if you're unable to listen live, you can also listen or download it at your own pleasure. And again, that's SeanFaustMusic.com, S-E-A-N-F-A-U-S-T, music.com. And if you like, you can also follow Sean on Twitter, @ Sean Faust. And you also have a Sean Faust Facebook page, correct?
Sean Faust music page.
Faust, I apologize.
Oh, no, that's okay.
It's Faust on the East Coast, Faust in the Midwest. It's like Sullivan Sullivan, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, Sean, thank you so much. I appreciate you.
You
have a great rest of your day, darling.
You too. Thank you.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye. All right, everybody. Thanks for listening. I appreciate it. I appreciate you. Have a great day.